road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome to The Drive. Thank you for listening. I appreciate that you take time out of your busy schedule to do that. And I hope what I had to share with you today is beneficial or thought-provoking. I've been on a roll here of maybe more challenging, thought-provoking podcasts, and today it's two for Tuesday. So I'm going to split this podcast into two parts. That way it still stays around 15 minutes or so for each half. But I want to talk about two separate things today. And first up is, over this past week in my life, I've had the opportunity to get to know some doctors very well. And that's been unique, because for the most part, I don't hang out in hospitals or visit with doctors or things of that nature. Not that I avoid them altogether. I go to the doctor when I need to, as all people should. But it's been interesting because somebody very close to me had what's called an aortic valve replacement in the heart. And I don't understand biology. I avoided all of that because I really like math. But what struck me is the doctor who performed this is kind of an older person, maybe around my parents' age or so, maybe a little younger than them. And I know the educational system that he came through is probably looked a lot different than the educational system we have now. And so as I'm marveling at what all is required to perform this operation on a person, where they go into the heart and they remove the old valve and put this new valve on, and then, you know, as my loved one was recuperating in the ICU and all of these things, and had all of these things hooked up, it just blew my mind that science has put us in a position to determine how best to help people heal. And it was very interesting to me as I looked at all of the different drugs that were being used, as I looked at the different tubes that were monitoring breathing, as I looked at the different computer displays that had all the heart information, you know, the beating on it. And someone, somewhere, has figured all of this out, or they figured it out in bits and steps, or they were able to solve a very, very complicated problem. And as I'm looking at all of this, I was talking with somebody that was there how amazing it all is that modern technology has given us all these tools to help people. And one of the things that I just kept coming back to in my mind is our educational system today hurting or helping in that sense? In other words, are we helping our students today learn how to problem solve? Are we helping our students today learn how to think creatively and outside of the box? I just worry, because we have so much emphasis on testing and so much emphasis on assessing and so much emphasis on those scores and all of these things. And I'm not a fan of high-stakes testing for a couple of reasons. One of them is that the test results never come back in time to be of any use to me as a teacher. When I was in the classroom last year and years before, until just recently, all those high-stakes scores, like, we would get an immediate score maybe if we were lucky, but then we had no idea what that meant until after that student was gone. So the information that I could have used about a particular student and where they were struggling was of no use to me now, because by the time all that information was provided back to me, that student was gone. So that's one of the reasons why I'm not a huge fan of the high-stakes test. Another reason is I don't know that it allows us to truly document how much a student knows or can do. And here's why. You're bubbling in a sheet or a test with just multiple choice, click, 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 and if a student isn't invested in that, then maybe they're not giving their best effort, no matter how we try and bribe them, and bribe them we do. But when I looked at what was going on, you know, with my loved one, tons of problem solving went into this. Somebody has figured out that one of the best ways to heal after heart surgery is to walk. And how do you do that if you just go through a bubbled exam every time? How do you do that if you don't look at ways to make some changes? And so, you know, so a day after surgery, they got this person up and walked them twice. And it wasn't long walks, and I know the walks were painful, but the walks were required as part of the healing process. And another thing that is important is your breathing. Pneumonia can develop inside of your lungs, and when that happens, you know, if you're already sick and recovering from this heart procedure, then the fluid that can build up can cause another whole set of issues. So they've created a device to measure the amount of air that you can inhale, and it's like a little tube, and you suck in on this little tube, and when you suck in, it actually makes a little ball elevate through the movement of the air, and there's a specific goal that needs to be achieved in order to help prevent the pneumonia from settling into your lower lungs. Somebody had to figure that out as well. And so I worry that with our current emphasis on testing, that we could lose some of that ingenuity and some of that thinking that allows us to look outside the box to help better serve people. I don't know, maybe not. I know my wife is a nurse, and she had to take a big exam to become a certified nurse. And I'm not saying that an assessment of some sort is not important, but if she were to fail her NCLEX, which is the nursing exam, if she were to fail that, number one, it costs us money, and she failed it. Number two, she can try it again. She gets to have another go. And the third thing is, it's important to her to pass that because it now has an impact on her career. In high school kids and third grade kids that are being exposed to high stakes exams don't know what they want to do for their career. They don't have an idea of where they want to go, maybe. And there's no immediate redo. There's a process to get to the redo. There's a whole chain of events that have to happen. So I don't know. I just wonder, are we doing a disservice somewhere by not trying to help kids think along those lines? Another example from this past week, it was really busy. My daughter, dropped into her ear something that looks like the tip of a crayon. And we, you know, tried to get it out, couldn't get it out. She went to her pediatrician. It was in there in such a way that he didn't feel super comfortable attempting to remove this object. And so we wound up at a pediatric ear, nose, and throat doctor. And he was amazing. But here's the other deal. My daughter wanted nothing at all placed in her ear. It just went all over her. In fact, he had a really cool special tool that he could use to very carefully go in and remove this object, but it took three grown adults. It was my daughter was more than three grown adults could handle, and we could not hold her still enough for the ear, nose, and throat doctor to get in there and very carefully and very gently remove this object. So what he did was cobble together three or four pieces of different parts of the equipment that he had that he used for other procedures, and he fashioned a device right there in the room that he could use to blow some hydrogen peroxide into Marin's ear at just the right angle to knock out the item that was in there, this crown tip. And it worked. And it was non-invasive. And it was just... it worked within the first, like, 2 seconds that he did it. But he was problem solving. He was presented with a problem of this little girl who all of a sudden had an insulin dump and became the Incredible Hulk, where the adults in the room couldn't hold her still enough, and there were three of us plus the doctor, so there was four, couldn't hold her still enough for him to remove this object. And I just wonder, are we teaching our kids through standardized testing all the time with such strong emphasis on standardized testing? Are we teaching our kids to problem solve like that? I don't know. I was reading a blog yesterday. I haven't had a chance to do very much on social media this past week. It's just been super hectic. But I was reading a blog on social media yesterday from a teacher, and she who's just started blogging. And she really liked to use problem-based solving in her class. Project-based learning and things like that. So there was, you know, no emphasis necessarily on a single specific strand or standard that was done and done and done and done until that standard was assessed by the district and whatever. But this year in her class, she's been told to basically become a test prep machine, and that she will teach these specific skills on this specific day, and that the students will master it 80%, and if they don't, then there's a repercussion for that. And I don't know, I just feel like we're missing the forest through the trees. I just feel like there's a better way. I don't have one in the back of my mind right now. I know we're so consumed with testing, but I just think that there's a better way. I feel like I've learned a lot as a person before I even got to graduate school, and I didn't grow up in this culture of standardized testing, but I was able to teach myself all kinds of things and learn and problem solve. So I think it's still possible to do that. And if you were to take all this money we dump in standardized testing, could we dump that back into our local educational systems? Is there a way to do that where all the stakeholders, from private school to charter school to public school, all can benefit? I don't know. I know we need diversity, and I know we need difference, and I just wonder sometimes, you know, are we just too focused in one area? Our kids are growing up to take jobs that we have no idea about because they don't exist yet, but I'm fairly certain none of those jobs are going to require a standardized mode of thinking for every single thing they do. I think there's going to be problem solving in there. And if all we do is teach to a test, where do they learn that? I don't know. So heavy thoughts for part one of the podcast today, and Two for Tuesday's coming up. So thank you for all you do as teachers. You guys are amazing, and you make a difference. Whether you realize it or not, you make a difference. If you blog and somebody reads it, you've made a difference. If you teach a classroom and you have students that look up to you, you've made a difference. Continue to do that. Be brilliant, and I hope you enjoyed the drive.